on SEN. This is Afternoons with Jimmy Smith.
Sure is. Welcome back to the program. The other thing that we had to mention too, like who's giving you your jersey? The jersey presentation, for whatever it is you've achieved, we don't know. But it was just on the back of the Queensland Under-19 women's team. They had their jersey presentation. I saw it online. Tamika Upton, superstar. She presented the jersey to Shante Kiria-Ratu, who's going to play fullback for the Queensland Under-19s team. So who's it going to be? This is from Paul. That's quite serious, Paul. Who would I like to present me with my jersey? If I had the choice of having two, it would be my big brother, who was my hero growing up and has always been there for me in good times and bad times. And the other would be Wayne Bennett. Met him once, and he is as genuine as they come and a brilliant coach. So there you go. Good on you, Paul. Keep those coming through. What about this? It's so exciting. Coach K's put this together. Here, listen in.
Afternoons. Amplified.
Wow, there's the power associated with that, isn't there? All thanks to Masashi too, right? Performance Amplified, Afternoons Amplified. Explain the segment again. It's very new, Coach K.
Oh, dramatic sting. How good is it? Gets you fired up.
There's a little bit of you can leave your hat on. Was that the – where did that music – that? Did I find that?
You know what, Jimmy? It's the –
little Joe Cocker?
Secret of production.
I can't tell you.
The questions. I just accept it, and it's good. Very good.
See, there's your first problem. Don't just accept it. Ask questions.
Yeah,
why? Why is that happening? Why did that happen?
Jimmy wants to know why that.
Actually, you know what? I'm happy for you to blame me for that. I'm happy for you to blame me.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Right, exactly.
Nor the last.
No, that's right. Righto, what's going on? Now, FINA have come out and made their decision. We talked about it a lot around transgender athletes yesterday. But what about Australia? Australia hasn't made a decision yet, right?
No, it hasn't. But all competitions, so grassroots, junior level, school carnivals,
right?
Anything that's at the world, the national championship level, slash the big meets,
yes,
they're not allowing it at this stage.
So Australian titles,
correct?
Right, but anything from below that,
correct? Grassroots, junior levels, acceptable at this stage.
Okay, so we do have the back page story today. Former transgender, this is the Daily Telegraph in Sydney. Former transgender league star blasts international ban. So the IRL and Troy Grant, the chairman, we've had him on this program. He came out and said it's not following FINA's decision. We've made our own decision. She has come out and said, Caroline Late, played rugby league for Australia. These bans, it's like they want to make people lie. People are going to fly under the radar. So she's not happy with the decisions that's been made by FINA and, more importantly, the International Rugby League. So now we've got Australian swimming having to make a similar decision.
It's funny, isn't it? When you see one article written about a topic, all of a sudden everyone's got to come out and back it.
Well, they do. They're forced into it in many ways, rightly or wrongly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cryptocurrency, Jimmy, you're a big fan of crypto. Well, learning about it. I'm not saying that you dabble more than you should.
I do.
You dabble.
I don't dabble more than I should, but I dabble responsibly.
Right. Now, Trevor Lawrence, who's an NFL player, touted as one of the great quarterbacks.
Wow.
Down the track. Not right now.
Can he win some games for...
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, right.
Okay, Jacksonville first. Jacksonville.
So this is the issue, right?
Yep.
Now, some players, some athletes in the States...
Yes.
They've put... You know, Andre Iguodala for one, Clay Thompson's the other one.
Right.
They've put a fair amount of their salary.
Define a fair amount.
Maybe a quarter, roughly.
Right. Yep.
Into crypto.
Okay.
Right. Now, the issue with crypto is there's been a crash. So Trevor Lawrence has reportedly lost $22 million. This is Australian dollars we're talking about. Right.
So here's my take on these things. You know how much crypto.com paid?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you are doing anything with crypto, independentreserve.com. Crypto.com paid $700 million for the rights to be the naming rights sponsorship of the former Staples Center, which was times two what Staples had been paying for that point. So, and that's a 25-year deal, right? Mm-hmm. So they're spending these enormous amounts of money. They're trying to get as much publicity as they possibly can. I would suggest, without knowing exactly, that a lot of these guys are getting paid in crypto for the promotion of the exchange that they're promoting rather than just their salary going into it. Okay.
it's just, it's it, look, if it works, it's a quick fire way to make extra cash.
If it sounds too good to be true.
Which it does.
It generally is. Here's the other way. I have a friend of mine, and I'm not going to reveal who it is. Right. And he's adamant that hedge funds are still confident of Bitcoin being valued at $100,000 USD by December 31, 2022.
You take this particular person's word for it.
I always take this person very seriously. Because you know why? Because they always take themselves very seriously.
You know what? Last week there was an interview from, well, it was, the co-founder of Dogecoin. Happened to be an Aussie guy.
Dogecoin? Really? Yeah,
Dogecoin.
Okay. That was the one that went up like 1,000% on the back of a mention from Elon Musk.
Correct. Right? Well, he got out early. Well, when I say got out early, he just wasn't as invested as what he was.
Doesn't that sound like he got out early? He saw the crash coming.
And he just thought, no, I'm not in for this. Anyway, he got interviewed and he was saying, no matter how you look at it, it's just a risk. It's just a risk. The honesty was there.
Of course.
Anyway.
Of course. And the other one that on Afternoons Amplified that we wanted to get across.
Well, I'll get your thoughts on this because you're a massive NFL nut. You love it.
Well, I'm not a massive NFL nut, but it's my favourite American sport.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, don't worry about the NHL, Shane. Rob Gronkowski is calling it again, so he's retired.
Right.
Now, second time, supposedly.
Tubuck Chuck actually had a stat. He said, did you hear where Gronkowski's gone past Tom Brady? I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, Gronkowski's now retired twice, Brady only once. So, yeah, he's retired again, Rob. What a career. What an amazing career. A tight end who had massive injury concerns at different stages. Four Super Bowl championships, three with the Patriots, one with Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and every single time was a key player, absolutely vital player in that side, a real target for Tom Brady each and every time. So if you talk about, we were talking about duos yesterday. Like Gronkowski and Brady in the history of the NFL are one of them.
Well up there. I don't know if anyone mentioned it though yesterday, did they?
I think Dan did mention it, Gronkowski and Brady. But huge. I think he's one of five brothers, Gronkowski, and the Gronk is notorious, loves a party. I would suggest the Gronk is the NFL's version of Brian Fletcher.
I've seen vision on his Instagram of him partying down at the Wynn and whatever else.
Mate, you know what
Vegas?
They used to just get cruises. Gronkowski cruise. He and his brothers would organise this cruise, and all these people would come on this cruise just for a party. That's what Rob's been doing.
That's what he's doing with his money.
That's what he's up to.
Spend money on crypto or do that.
Forget about crypto. He's cruising. Okay? But tell you what, a bloke who had a whole heap of fun, and good luck to him.
Good luck to him.
A great NFL player. Thank you, mate. That is Afternoons Amplified. We do that all thanks to Musashi, which is Performance Amplified. We'll take a break. We've got the news now, and then we're back with more.